7. It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty listing or buying a residential property or planning to build. Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has listed one of the few detached single-family homes in the Fort Caroline ICW area that is move-in ready for under $200,000. Three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, only $194,000. Call agent Anna Hernandez at 655-3165 or Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5555.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
I-295 North, just after New Kings Road, there's been a bad accident. Currently, all the lanes are blocked. 95 South at Gulf Air, another wreck. And if you're 295 North on the ramp to I-10, you'll see a broken down car. Mostly cloudy and warm today. Our high will be 85. This evening, we're expecting thunderstorms and an overnight low of 62.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been tuning into the show since 2011, or maybe just heard about the show today or yesterday, welcome back. But if you've just stumbled, today is a great day to stumble upon the show. And please know I've been waiting for you. This is a safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. And it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. If you have any questions for today's show, you can either comment at Lillian's Radio Show, go to facebook.com/@Lillian's Radio Show, or you can text me at 407-373-5959. If you call to leave a message, I do not answer till after the show, but we can maybe, hopefully, get our guests back, and then we can ask the question. We'll have a Ask John Edward Day question. So for those of you who have experienced the loss of a loved one, you know, it's very difficult to let go at times. But there are times where I believe, you know, because we don't know where they go, but I believe that they give us messages from above, that they try to tell us that everything is okay. But I don't know that. But guess who does know this? From childhood, international best-selling author and psychic medium, John Edward, has had the honor to experience these messages from people we cannot see, or maybe people that have left this earth maybe too soon, or prematurely, or maybe it was their time, maybe they lived a long life, but they're still missed on this earth. We long to hear from them. And how wonderful that John has opened this gift, this talent that he says we have. And so I am excited because it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I'm grateful that psychic medium John Edward is here to do just that. Welcome, John. Welcome back, John, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Very good. Very good. I need for you to get a little closer. I want to make sure that I can hear every word that you're saying, John. I just noticed.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Much better. Much better. So share a little bit about your background and how this journey started for you.
Well, I began this journey at the age of 15 when I went to debunk a psychic that was doing readings at my grandmother's house. My mom's side of the family has always had the desire to explore psychics and astrology and doing seances and anything metaphysical they were into. Mm-hmm. My dad was a New York City police officer and a military guy, not really a fan of anything psychic related. So I kind of adopted more of his philosophy, but my journey began when I went to debunk a woman that actually is from Florida, is from Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
And she, Melbourne, Florida. Yes. And she put me on my path. She changed my philosophy based upon what she was able to tell me in that reading.
And it changed your life. And as a result, you have been able to focus even bigger than what maybe you even thought you could. And how was it to kind of like go back to your father? You know, we always want to, as a son, impress your father. How were you able to cross over that obstacle?
Well, ironically, my dad and I had a very, very contentious relationship. It wasn't one that was, we didn't have a great father and son dynamic. So that just added to that stress and strain, to be honest. He actually didn't want me to do it publicly. He saw it as being something that could be a blemish on the family. Like, it was a whole big deal. So it kind of added to it. And it wasn't until, I would say 15 years into doing it, maybe I was, about 15 years into doing it, where I had made it to television, I had published my first book, and I remember that Miss Cleo, which was the, like, 1-800 dial-a psychic, she had gotten arrested, and he sent me an email, and the email said, "It's people like this that give what you do legitimately a bad name." I remember sitting there reading that email thinking, like, whoa, I am going to totally frame this email because this is as close to an acceptance as I'm getting.
Yes. And that was probably the greatest validation from your father that he could have sent you. Because I also thought that the things you do, the powers, the, not the powers, the word what I'm using, I'm
ability.
Talking about the abilities that we all possess, we have put a stop to it because of our limiting beliefs. And we're going to continue our conversation with John Edwards off the air. So join us at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. And we'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can step into my classroom. Today, we are talking with John Edward. I am really excited to talk to John. I've met John back in February. He came to Melbourne, and it was my first opportunity to experience what he does. And this is, and it's not a show, it was an event. And again, this is not for everybody. Not everybody is ready to open up for that. And I was told when I was a child that anybody who saw beyond the future or beyond what we see was not of God. And I believed that until one day I decided to be curious and to open up to see what other gifts the Spirit have given us. The Spirit has given us many, many gifts. And some of us are open to these gifts and some of us are not. But do we all have them? Absolutely. And so, John, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure that you get a lot of different curiosity levels. But I want you to start this show because we have two guests that want to hear from you, John. And we have what I'd like for you to do is kind of set the tone. And you did this so beautifully at your event in Florida. And I was very impressed that you addressed the room for all different, you know, and you encourage people to be skeptical. And so let's talk about that.
So the reason why I encourage people to be skeptical is that for the last, 34 years, I've come under attack every which way possible. I mean, even recently, there was a, one of my favorite shows, it's Last Week with John Oliver, did a whole, expose on, psychics and how psychics operate. And it's funny, the narrative that we are, accused of is that, that there's cold reading, hot reading, there's reading verbal cues and blah, 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 painting bullseyes around things. And I sit back and I go, this is the reason why I do my events the way I do them. This is the reason why I say what I say, because if someone's legitimately watching, then they're going to recognize that that's not accurate. Mm-hmm. So, I'm coming from doing this before there was an internet, and the explanations that I used to hear is that, well, clearly a psychic like that, in order to be accurate, well, they're rummaging through your garbage. Like, I've had that said to me, that I've actually had to go through people's, garbage. And then there's they have to hire a team of private detectives, or they have to, and now it's the internet. So because there are those critiques or criticisms, mm-hmm. I think it's really important. And that's why in the beginning of every event, I'll point to my right and I'll say, right there, there's a balcony. And in the balcony are the two old guys from the Muppets. And I make it a joke and I say it's like the two old guys from the Muppets. But really, those two old guys, they represent my dad. Those two old guys represent people that are, skeptical or, cynical. And I think you don't read to them, but you read an acknowledgement that they're there. Mm-hmm. And I sit back and I just say, if people watch what's taking place, if they listen and they watch, you were there. So, if I wanted to be right, I could have been right with every reading that I did because mm-hmm. somebody's going to want to claim something. But instead, I want to be accurate. So I want to make sure the information is getting to where it's going. So I kind of read in a way that's giving information, not emotion, and definitely not a performance. So I appreciate you saying that it was more of an event.
It was an event, and it wasn't a performance. And I don't know how you do it, how you open yourself up for this, because it's scary. It is scary to take a leap of faith like this, because if your father said this is woo-woo, no man does this, or whatever his words were, you know, or made you feel, because there are times where we say things that between the lines is, if you do this, you are not of God. That's a huge, huge deterrent for me, I would say. And then you have your mother who's empathic and is feeling all these things. And that is like, I can't even imagine what a battle that was within you to have abilities.
Let's take it away from even being like, you know, even the way we're talking about it right now. Look what you're doing right now. You're hosting a show. You're connecting on the internet. You're connecting with your producer. You've got me on the line. You're juggling two people you said that want to connect with us.
Yes.
Plus you're Facebook living it, which is reaching out to another whole audience.
Yes.
So you're the medium right now to get information out. It's really no different.
Love
so
it.
It's like you're acting as the medium to pass on information, and you're going to connect two people, right? Myself and one of your listeners. And that's going out to an audience. So
yes.
It's really about the dissemination of information. It's about raising awareness. It's about having a conscious dialogue and getting people to explore their spirituality. And by the way, I'll be really bold here and say this. I absolutely hate where religion is on the platform in the entire country right now.
Yes.
Because when you see people hiding behind something and arguing about certain things when it comes to people's actual humanity and spirituality, like, my whole thing is, like, shame on all you people. Maybe, like, sit back and examine who you are, where you're coming from. And
yes.
Once you do that, that's where your curiosity thing comes in. Because for me, like, I don't want to just believe. Like, I was the kid, and I think I might have said this to you, I was thrown out of religious instruction three separate times because I asked questions that I wasn't supposed to ask. And I'm like, well, why can't somebody give me these answers? So I was never of the school. I never came from the place. And this, by the way, not just religion, it's whatever thing. I question everything.
I think it's great. I think it's great. And so let's get focused on why you are here. But I want to acknowledge the fact that there are people who are not open to this. Move on. That
sure.
is okay too. Move on. And so I'd like to start with Yvonne. Yvonne, if you want to, Robert, if you want to go ahead and make her camera, because Yvonne said she wanted to be seen. Hello, Yvonne. Thank you so much for joining us. John from Malaysia.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So Yvonne is from Malaysia. Go ahead. And I don't know how you would like to, do you feel what she is thinking, or I'm not what she is thinking, or do you want her to ask you a question? How do you would like to start?
You know, my normal statement on radio and stuff like this is just to say, how can I help?
How can he help you, Yvonne?
I've watched some of your shows, and we have a similar point where my mom also have passed at the age of 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been like trying to like be in touch more with my intuitive side. So I have quite a few questions on that. How
sure.
do we be? I understand what clairvoyance, clairaudience, what all these are, but how do we make a distinction better than it's just like it's my personal judgment, or it's just my personal belief? How do we make that distinction better?
Great question. So I can go back to when I first began doing this and tell you that there were a number of psychics that told me that I was very clairaudient. And clairaudient would mean that you're going to hear information. And I remember thinking, well, they're all telling me that I'm clairaudient, yet I'm not hearing anything. Like, there's no audible thing that I was hearing. Then I realized that the thought voice that I had in my head was actually the clairaudience. And that thought voice clearly has been with me since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't realize that there was a distinction between. Now, let's just be clear. I'm not hearing voices. I'm not crazy. But we have the ability to connect with our intuitive side through clairaudience. And that's how you can pay attention to how they're coming through. When you find yourself thinking about something that's not your thought. Like when you're randomly thinking something where you can question and go, why am I thinking that? So for me, grounding, balancing, meditation, and prayer work helps to kind of open you up to that. But you said your mom's gone since you're 19. So did somebody else, Yvonne, recently pass? Like, is somebody gone more recently, like in the last 2 to 3 years?
Yes, my aunt, her sister.
Okay, because I feel like the woman that passed in the last 2 to 3 years seems to be equally like a mom for you. So I don't know if she stepped in, but I feel like the woman that stepped in, who, by the way, is telling me to talk about being named for a food, or somebody had a name for food. So I don't know if this was like, you know, you named her after a food. Somebody's got a name that would reference food, because they're showing me symbolism that would be food, or she's connected to the food. But there's a younger male who's with both your mom and your aunt. So I don't know if they lost a son, a younger boy, but there's a younger male that would also be there. And then they're telling me, I'm not really good with geography, so please apologize. I apologize in advance. They're telling me that from where you're at, are you living in a different place or country than where they're from?
Yes, my aunt lives in Australia. I live in Malaysia.
Okay.
She's my closest aunt, one of my closest aunt other than my mom. So she's also like a mom to me, and her name is Annie.
What is her name?
So,
Annie.
Is it a fruit? Would he reference the fruit?
I'm not sure what is her nickname, but I have 8 aunts, and each of them have different nicknames.
So your mom's family, if they're one of 9, right? They've got like 2 separate families. There's 2 separate sections of the family. They're not like one whole family. So it's almost like a few of them went one place and a few of them went a different place. And then they didn't connect for many years. Like your family did not connect. So there's an isolated energy. And I don't know if you have an uncle that moved to Canada or to America, but there's an energy of a male that either came like to the States or came to Canada or came east. Like that's what they're showing me there.
Yeah, my uncle is not living with us. He's in UK actually. He has been for many years.
And then your aunt, your mom wants to know if you left the healthcare field. Like, were you working in some type of healthcare kind of way? Like, were you going to do something like as a doctor? Were you going to work in a hospital? Like, what's the healthcare connection to you?
Not healthcare. I was working in a construction line, though. I was an engineer, and I quit from that job for 2 years.
I definitely don't see construction or engineering. I see white. And when I see white, that usually means healing, health, anything where it's basically giving of yourself to help somebody else. So like your energy feels like you want to be in a place where you're giving of yourself to help somebody else. So that to me is like healthcare. That's like healing. Sometimes it's like teaching, you know, teaching.
I left my job to return to where I am to take care of my dad.
Healthcare, healing. Okay, so you're doing that other thing. The last thing I'm going to tell you, it's interesting for me. I feel like there was a very weird story about a train derailment or something about a train accident. Do you know what they're talking about?
My dad works in the railway line, so she's probably referring to my dad.
Okay. Just their way of showing their connection. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to connect with you.
Thank you so much, John.
This is wonderful.
You're welcome.
This is wonderful. So thank you. And Yvonne, if you want to, just hold on to the break. We're about to go into a break. This is perfect timing. And we're going to continue this conversation off the air. Join us on Facebook Live. For those of you who are listening on the air, to see her face every time John said something that made it's just beautiful. This is just beautiful. And we're going to continue our conversation with John Edward off the air at Lillian's Radio Show and on the radio when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Investigation into yesterday's deadly jetliner crash in Ethiopia is wrapping up, with crews having recovered one of the aircraft's black boxes. There is uncertainty over how much information the device will yield since it is damaged. The crash claimed the lives of 157 people. Congress gets President Trump's 2020 budget proposal today. The blueprint includes cuts in domestic spending, while military outlays would increase. The president also asking Congress for $8.6 billion for a border wall. That request sets up another showdown between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats staunchly oppose the wall. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. Right now, Dow futures are down about 208 points. While NASDAQ futures are up 18, S&P futures 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North at New Kings Road, there's been an accident. Currently, all the lanes are blocked. Major backups there. 95 South at Golf Air, a wreck involving at least 3 cars. And if you're on I-10 East at US 17, an accident is on the right side of the highway. Mostly cloudy and warm today. Our high will be 85. This evening, we're expecting thunderstorms and an overnight low of 62.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut. And what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, we are worldwide, as that's been my dream all along, and we have listeners on Facebook Live from Australia, from Malaysia, from South Africa, in the United States. We have John Edward, and I know that it's very difficult for us. We don't know. We don't know what happens to people when they pass on, when they cross over, when they transition into a new eternity. What is that? None of us know. But yet we defend what happens. We don't know what we don't know.
Right.
But I am just asking for you to be curious, just curious as to how we get messages all the time. How many times did you know you were going to think you were thinking about somebody and you picked up the phone to call them and they called you first? Tell me that our messages don't reach out all over the world. That is why it's so important that we protect ourselves from negativity, because those messages get transferred onto us as well. And so there's so much we don't know. And I want to encourage you. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the show today. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe. Things are a little bit different now. We're going to rebroadcast the show on the radio, because I had mentioned that on the air, we're going to broadcast recorded shows and live. If people want to join us live, they can go to facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. How do you know what's playing on the air and what's playing, what's going to be on Facebook Live? You need to become a subscriber. So subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com. No ifs, ands, and buts anymore. If you want to be a part of the live broadcast, that's what you need to do from this point on. And I'm so excited that we have John Edwards for this first broadcast, that we are doing things a little different. And so I want to encourage you to click onto Facebook Live and click on the like and the follow. That way, when we go live, no matter what time it is, then you will get a message that says, hey, you want to join the broadcast all over the world, which has been my vision from day one. It's just amazing. Like John said, it's amazing the different mediums in which we can communicate with one another. And so I ask that you be curious and reserve the criticism, or you are more than welcome to be skeptical. I am skeptical too. And so those are all healthy emotions. But when you become critical and you attack somebody, then that's where I will draw the line. So today, I want to ask you to go visit my sponsors. Click onto all the social medias. You can watch this, listen to the show on podcast. But when you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, figure out ways to support my sponsors. Without my sponsors, there would be no show. And so I want to encourage you to figure out ways that you can support them the way they are supporting the show. And you can call, text, leave a message. You can communicate on Facebook Live and there's so many messages that we're getting right now, John. It's unbelievable. This really, we all want to know, John. So thank you so much for being on the show today. You could have been doing anything else, but you are here. So I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
So we are listening. People are listening from all over. They're wanting. Norm says that his dear wife of 50 years was suddenly taken away from the terrible disease of cancer. I would love a message from her today to see if she is okay with the way I am living my life. Do you find that people want permission from people that have passed on to live their life?
I do. One of the things that I say, and if we can go back to Trisha from South Africa, I don't want to leave Trisha out because I know we have the commercial, but whether it be Trisha or the gentleman you were just talking about, they don't need me. And by the way, they don't need any other medium. Nobody needs a medium. Okay. I want to be really, really clear. And I say this, I've been saying this since I'm 16 years old. I'm 49. My grandmother, God bless her, used to get very upset when I would say this. She'd say, you're going to have no business. But the truth is, nobody needs a medium. What you need is that skeptical mindset to pay attention, to be curious, as you say, and to pay attention to signs and energy and symbols that happen around you. To answer your question, do people look for approval? They do look for approval. But this is where we get into the esoteric a little bit, where I say, each individual is here in this lifetime. It's a class, and we're here to learn lessons. When someone is no longer here, whether they're young when they pass or older when they pass, I believe they're passing when it's the time that they need to pass, because they're graduating. So I look at death as being a transition and a change, where we're graduating out of the university of life. And if the people are left behind, that means that we're still here. We're just in different grades. So we get that if someone's a senior, they graduate. So in a relationship, when someone crosses over, they're the senior and we're the freshman, and we're still here moving through you know, our lifetime, learning the lessons that whatever it is that we need to learn. When it comes to what happens after, I always say this, I'm not your guy because I don't know. And I would never put myself in the position to say, well, here's what the afterlife is like. Mm-hmm. There are people who study hypnotherapy, who do past life regression work. You know, I've spoken with them. I've read their books. You know, they will talk about the soul's journey, about what happens after that, based upon documented research, case studies that they've done that talks about what happens after, what happens in between lives. That's not my area. Here's my area. My area is connection and getting people to evolve. My focus has always been to get people to recognize the world of energy and what can we do with what we learn. So I feel like I'm the spiritual energetic tutor for the now. So I kind of, you know, kind of stay in that zone a bit.
Wonderful. Okay. So now, Robert, I ask, I don't know, Kathy, if you want to, I'm going to mute you right now. So Kathy has been wanting to speak with you. I don't know if you need for her sure. to ask a question or if you just want to, if you feel what she's feeling. So Kathy, would you like to come? You're now unmuted. Would you like to be seen?
That's fine.
Okay. So Robert, can you make her video active? And so I'm just going to step back and let you guys. Okay. Hey, Kathy. Sure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
How can I help, Kathy?
Hi, John. I wanted to know if you have any messages for me from my husband.
Okay. Kathy, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that I feel a pet in spirit. So I don't know if you guys had a pet together or if there was a pet that's passed, but the first energy that I'm feeling is the energy of a pet. So I feel like, you know, jumping around behind you would be the energy of what we call, what I call the unconditional force, because pets do that. They give us that unconditional energy. I also feel like there's a reference to, now I heard Lillian say Robert, but I know that's the producer, but I feel like there's another R. So for you, is there an R name either living or past? Because I'll get people that are living in your energy too to make sure that I'm connecting around you. And has his mom passed?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I have him with his mom. So like mother and son kind of come in together. And I don't know if there's a joke, like when I say a joke, if you knew this woman, like if there was a, you know, an energy of, you know, like mothers and daughter-in-law sometimes are competitive, but I feel like I'm supposed to say, you like, I've got him now, I'll take care of my son kind of vibe. Like, so you might be worried about where he's at. I feel like I'm supposed to say like, nah, don't worry, I got my boy. Like I'll take care of him. So not to demean your relationship in any way, but just symbolically, I will sometimes get this same symbol when I'm dealing with a mother who lost a child and the grandmother who's in spirit will say something like, I have the energy with me. I'll take care of him until you get here. I feel that way about your husband. So I don't know if you took care of him, like if you did everything for him, like if it was all about you taking care of him, but I feel like, don't worry, I got him now. You take care of you. Like that's the feeling. I know the sign of Aquarius is important, which is the end of January into February, which means that, you know, the period of time between like January 23rd, 24th, 22nd, up until about February 23rd, that period of time, which we just moved out of, seems to be significant. So I don't know if there's a birthday or an anniversary of that period, but I need to bring that up. And I think he's got either his dad or your dad who's with him, because there's a father figure who's there. And somebody had either pancreatic cancer or liver cancer or some type of abdominal blockage from what they're showing me. There's something black. There's like an abdominal issue that they're telling me to talk about. And they're making me feel like Hank, H-A-N-K, Hank. There's an H-A-N-K reference to one of these people that might be in spirit. Like I've met up with Hank. So that's the preliminary as I kind of like feel what's happening around.
Okay. Yeah, his mom had cirrhosis of the liver. So that makes sense.
So that's the blockage. And her husband's passed?
Yes.
Okay. One of them had two. So I don't know if there's two husbands, if he had like a father and a stepfather. If not, your dad might be there. So that might mean that there's a father figure for you that's passed because he's got two dads that are with him.
Yes. Yeah, okay. My dad's passed too.
And was one of you guys an Army brat?
I'm a Navy brat.
Okay, because they're making me feel like somebody had to, like, move around with, like, an Army or military brat in some way.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and we're going to continue our conversation. Join us on Facebook Live if you want to learn more about what's happening with Kathy and John, and continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Your timing is impeccable, John.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn with one another. Welcome to our classroom, where we learn to embrace new truths. You know, there was a time that they thought the earth was flat, and someone came along and said, you know, maybe there's something different. Maybe it's a sphere. Maybe there's some, and they ridiculed him to the point where, you know, it just didn't make sense to a lot of people. But many years down the road, someone went and said, you know, maybe there's some sense of truth there. But guess what? there are still people who believe the earth is flat. We're in choice. We're always in choice. And will you choose to be critical or will you choose to be curious? That's the question that I'm asking today that I hope that you will continue to embrace. John, I happen to know Kathy, so I am thrilled to hear what you're saying because it's nice to, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, maybe we can address this during the break. And I see that you're emotional, Kathy. Is there anything else that you want to share, John, with Kathy that might be helpful?
Well, one of the things that, you know, whether it's helpful, I don't know, but it's part of my process is that I like to highlight the things that don't get validated, mm-hmm. Which, again, the critics of the work will always say, like, they want to, like, sweep that under the carpet. And I'm like, no, I want to highlight it in case I'm screwing it up. Mm-hmm. He keeps showing me the H.A. name, like Hank. So I feel very strongly that it's, like, his way of saying I've met up with. If I'm screwing that up, it's
his. Think about that.
Yeah, it's his way of saying, like, Hank. So, you know, you have to think about your mom's side of the family because she came – I'm sorry, your father-in-law's side of the family, your, you know, his mom's side of the family. It's almost like, look who I've met up with, that type of thing. Yeah. And some of those moments, Kathy, are the fun validations after the fact because it's like homework. You know, it's kind of like, oh, like, what the hell was that? Yeah. And then when the reveal comes up, you'll either see how I screwed it up and misinterpreted, but there's something – you know, Hank related.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, trying to name the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be Kai.
Yeah. That's already been done, John.
Well, and my brother is the birthday, January 31st. And my brother,
yep, that's a great.
Yeah. He's kept me going. He's good. A big part of my life. Yeah.
Well, Kathy, here's the important thing. You know, John coming through today with his family, showing you that, you know, that he's around, albeit briefly, it's a way of letting you know that energetically, they don't leave us. Physically, we might not have the connection, but energetically, they don't leave us. And, you know, I'm in New York, and I don't know where you are, Kathy. I know Lillian's in Florida. The reality is we're not physically with each other right now, mm-hmm. but yet we're communicating. You can't yes. see me. Kathy can't see me, right? But you can hear me. So just an analogy, a metaphor for how we have to learn how to recognize the energies around us. And I think it's important. And if your husband was physically here and he was working his butt off and he couldn't talk to you and you couldn't see him and he sent you a quick smiley emoji, you'd be good, right? So
absolutely.
This is how we have to look at our connections. How do we acknowledge the love that's still in our lives when they can't physically connect with us? Whether it be that song on the radio, seeing the cardinal, finding the feather, whatever that moment might be, it's their way of kind of letting you know we're still present.
Yeah. I lost him by suicide, so it's a hard grieving and healing process. So
truth be told, I knew that. I just didn't want to reveal it on the air. I didn't want to say that because it opens up another whole kind of area. But because you said that, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that when people cross themselves over, we need to do is we need to make sure that they're the ones that have the responsibility for that, meaning that you don't carry that. It's not something that you carry. It's not something that you could shift. But when someone does commit suicide or when somebody in California, and I don't remember who she was, lost someone to suicide, and she asked me to not use the word commit because it sounds like a crime. So she gave me a phrase and I have to think back the way she had said it, but I know that it's the colloquial way of acknowledging it. But I like to say when somebody crosses themselves over, we also need to look at the intention behind why they did that. And we have to also look at the reality of, is there a chemical, mental, bipolar connection as to why they would do that, which by the way is an illness. So, you know, there's usually an illness that precipitates why somebody does that. And then when you add pharmaceuticals in, sometimes that also kind of creates
effect.
That.
That's a side
you know, effect. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes here. And the reality is he has to navigate that there. You need to navigate that there. And the way that you both do that is through acknowledging the love you have for family.
Right. great.
That's great. Anything
it's
else,
still
Kathy?
Still a huge part of our life.
And how do we move on, John? The Norm was asking, you know, for that permission to continue living life. And you know, Kathy and Yvonne, if you want to hold on to the end of the show, you're welcome to. We can talk some more, but I wanted to shift a little bit. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, Robert, if you can turn off the camera, I'd appreciate it. So let's talk about permission to move on, to continue life. What have you learned about our loved ones that have crossed over that we are stuck with the pain, especially if it's suicide or if it's, you know, prematurely or, you know, you're just not ready to let go? How can we let go?
I actually really think it's a process like weight loss. It just doesn't go away. You have to work at it. You have to consciously make a decision that you're going to be a participant in your grief. Grief just doesn't go away. Time doesn't heal grief. Time could help you in the process if you actively work at it. But I've seen people that someone's been gone for 30 years and they're still stuck. They're still stuck because they can't, won't, choose not to process it. So, you know, I say very openly, my mom passed when I was 19. And I say that inside all of us is a snapshot, a Polaroid, a freeze frame of when we lose a person. And it creates this moment where we have to make a fork in the road choice. What do we do? And I remember my fork in the road. It was either live my life as a victim of the circumstance or choose to make life an adventure. Mm-hmm. And I chose the adventure. That doesn't mean by choosing the adventure and choosing to live that you don't grieve. I grieve every day. Right now, I am sitting in front of my mom's portrait, which is hanging in my office, and that is where this interview is taking place. Mm. Like, I honor her. She's been gone 30 years. So for me, it's like she's still a part of my life. She's hanging in my office. And I feel like it's important to always honor our past. You know, I loved, you know, you brought up somebody from South Africa, and she lost her dad 7 months ago, and you know, one of the things that I learned about being in South Africa when I worked there is the ancestors are acknowledged. It's cultural. People that are from South Africa talk about their ancestors in a reverence. That's what we need to do. We need to honor them. And the way we honor them is by honoring ourselves.
Mm. I love that. You know, it's a choice. We have a choice. And like you said, time heals nothing. What we do with that time. You know, I can wish to lose weight, but if I don't choose a whole food plant-based diet or food that is helping my body, healing past hurts, there's so many. It's more than just the food. It's a process, and we need to trust the process, but in order for us to take that, we have to take that first step. And John, I saw this movie called We Bought a Zoo, and my favorite line in that movie, I don't remember anything else but this line. He said, all we need is 20 seconds of courage to take that first step. And I don't know about you, John. I've got 20 seconds in me.
And here's the greatest part. You get 3 opportunities a minute to find that 20 seconds.
And you're good at math too. Wonderful. John, thank you so much for those of you who want to learn more, and we are going to do this more and more, and we're going to have a little conversation after the show as well. And this will be just with our Facebook. There's so many people, John, that would like an opportunity. So maybe we can have you come back and we can do a contest and we can do this all over again. Go to
johnedward.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for everything that you're doing to allow us to open our hearts and mind to the
people
who have passed on. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Very good. They're watching from New Zealand.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to